Here we have the substance use screening and assessment for the adult full assessment. As stated earlier, in an effort to eliminate additional documents or screening tools outside of the assessment forms, there have been additional items that have been added here. And we can always look at this as more of a one-stop shop, if you will. So let's go ahead and start with the left screenshot. You will notice at the very top, it asks whether or not the client appears to be under the influence of drugs and when the last time the client used alcohol or drugs. In addition, if applicable, you will still have the option to complete the co-occurring disorder assessment. And if you choose to do so, please include the date. And again, this is more based on clinical judgment, whether or not you feel you need to address or complete the co-occurring disorder assessment. Next, under section A, you will notice questions 2 through 5 related to smoking have been added. For section B, the text has changed from the past year to now the past 6 months. For section D, the CAGE-8 follow-up questions have been added here. And depending on how you answer these questions, the score will pop up automatically. For section E, on the right screenshot, you will notice a section added on related to withdrawal and tolerance. And for section F, questions 3 to 5 have been added, assessing for any substance use treatment or services. As for the narrative section, nothing here again has changed. If the client has checked yes in any of these sections, or if you feel there is impaired information that needs to be added onto the narrative section, please do so.